A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksuba Samach Gimel, Ksuba 63A, pagination is 125. We'll start from the facing page on the bottom four lines up. The Gemara was dealing with different cases where people, men, went to the Beis Medrash to learn and left their families behind for a period of time, with varying degrees of success in doing so. And the Gemara here recounts the story of Rabbi Akiva, where both he and his wife were up to the task, and the experience produced greatness. Rabbi Akiva Raya Devin Kalbo Savua Hava. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalbo Savua. Chazite Brate and the daughter of his boss saw Dahavat Saniya Umali, that he was a very special person, even though in Torah learning he was ignorant. Amrale, she said to him, if I agree to be Mikudeshes, married to you, Azlas Levei Rav, will you go to the Beis Medrash to learn? Amallah, in. He said yes. Ikad Shalebitzina, they quietly got married. Veshadarti, and she sent him off to the Beis Medrash. Shama Avua, the father heard what she did, that she got married to an ignorant person. Afka mi beisei, and he sent her out, threw her out of the house. Adra hana mi nechsei, and he even made a vow that the young couple should not benefit from his assets, and he was an enormously wealthy person. Ozo Yosef terei siri shenin bivei rav. Rabbi Akiva went and spent 12 years in the Beis Medrash. Ki also, when he came back, Aisi Bahadei Terei Sirei Alfei Talmidei, he came back with an entourage of 12,000 students. So we'll see the rest of the story in a moment. But one question that needs to be asked is, this woman, the daughter of Ben Kalbo Savua, she couldn't find a better shidduch. The best shidduch she could find was this ignorant shepherd, so she noticed good qualities about him. There were no greater people, more compatible with her family stature, whom she could find, that also had good qualities. So one can answer that she saw something unique, they were soulmates, etc. The Ben Yehoyada, and this is also in the Iyun Yaakov, write that certainly there were other worthy people amongst the Jewish people that the father would have agreed to make a shidduch, but this daughter of Ben Kalbo Savua, known to us as Rachel, the wife of Rabbi Akiva, she wanted someone who would become a Talmud Chacham due to her partnership with her. And she wanted this person not to be a finished product, so to speak, already a Talmud Chacham. He would continue to grow, of course, but she wanted somebody who really would become a Talmud Chacham on her watch, through her encouragement. And that is something she saw uniquely in Rabbi Akiva. She saw the potential, and she, so to speak, invested in him. Shamelahu Saba, when Rabbi Akiva was coming back with the 12,000 students, we continue in the Gemara. So they heard an older person, the Ka'omarlo, telling his wife, Adkana Kamedavris Almanos Chayim, how long are you going to live a life of widowhood during the life of your husband? He's gone for so many years. Amrale, and she said, if only he would listen to me, Yosef Tre Sri Shnei Acharini, he would double it. He would go for another 12 years. Omar, Rabbi Akiva, overheard the conversation, and he said, Bershus Ko Avidna, apparently I have permission to go for another 12 years. Hadar, he turned around, and with his students, Azov Yosef Tre Sri Shnei Acharini, they went back to the Beis Medrash, where Rabbi Akiva stayed for another 12 years, Bivei Rav, in the Beis Medrash. the commentaries, among them, I believe, Rev Gifter was fond of repeating this. Why didn't he at least come in and say hello to his wife? And they say, pshat, that 12 years plus 12 years is not the same as 24 years. And Rachel was unique. She was investing big time in Rabbi Akiva, and he understood that with an interruption, it would be a vacation in between. And that's not the same as 24. And he went back and continued, which was really their life's investment, their life's endeavor. Rabbi Akiva became so great, besides the students, and besides being the pivotal link in the Mesorah at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, but he was so great that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at him with reverence. In a vision, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah, and he was astounded by Rabbi Akiva's greatness. Ki Asa, when he finally came back to town after 24 years, Aisi Ba'adei Esen Va'arba Alfei Tamidi, he was coming back with 24,000 students. Shama Devisu, his wife heard that he's coming back. Havas Kanafka La'ape, so she went out to greet him. We'll skip two lines. Kimata Ligabe, when she reached him, Nafla Alapa, she fell to her face, to the ground, Kamanashkale Likare, and kissed his leg. Havakamitvili Shame, so the guards, the entourage, they were going to push her away. What's this woman coming? It's out of protocol. Amaluhu, and Rabbi Kiva told them, Shafkuha, leave her be. What I have, what you have, all belongs to her. She's the investor. She's the one who encouraged me to go, and she was the one who gave me permission to go for such an enormous length of time. Now, if we really want to appreciate what is, in effect, a spiritual and Torah journey from rags to riches over here, Shama Avua, his wife's father heard the Osa Gavra Rabba Lamasa that a great man came to town. He didn't realize it was his son-in-law. Omar, and he said to him, Eza Ligabe, he said, I will go to him. Efsha Demefer Nidrai, maybe he'll annul my vow that my son-in-law can't benefit from me because he apparently heard by now that his son-in-law amounted to something. Osa Ligabe, he came to the person that's really Rabbi Akiva, but he doesn't realize that it's his son-in-law. Amalen, he says to him, Adaita Degava Rabba Minadarta. Rabbi Akiva, in order to annul the vow, said, had you known that your son-in-law would become a great man, would you have made the vow that they shouldn't benefit from you? Amalei, listen to the answer of the father-in-law, Afilu Perek Echod, even if I was told that he would learn one chapter, Afilu Halacha Achas, even if he knew one halacha, I wouldn't have made the vow. Listen to what he's saying. That means that the impression that Ben Kalba Savua had about Rabbi Akiva at the time that they got married was that he would never even amount to that. Astounding, the investment that his daughter Rachel made so wisely, sensing the greatness of Rabbi Akiva and knowing how to activate that greatness. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva told him, Anahu, I'm your son-in-law. And indeed, we have every reason to annul the vow, because clearly this wasn't what you had in mind. You thought he would remain an ignorant person. Nafal alape v'nashke al kar'ei, the father-in-law fell to the ground and kissed him in reverence for Yoav le palga mimamonei, and eventually gave him half of his assets as a gift. And we know, in terms of history, in terms of records of Rabbi Akiva, in terms of the Gemaras that come up, Rabbi Akiva was enormously wealthy. Once he proceeded in age, in his career, he was a big gabbai tzedakah, and he had a lot of assets of his own. And this is one of the sources for his tremendous wealth that gave him significant leverage in helping the Jewish people. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.